Moving on, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, is planning a major expansion of its cyber espionage operations. The CIA Director John Brennan is planning on updating the agency's approaches amid an exploding use of smartphones, social media, and other technologies. His plans call for an increased use of cyber capabilities in operations ranging from identifying foreign officials to recruit as informants to confirming the identities of drone strike targets. Several officials have said that Brennan has even considered creating a new cyber directorate. The expanded emphasis on cyber is part of a broader restructuring envisioned by Brennan. The plans are expected to further raise worries among privacy and human rights advocates. Former American intelligence linguist Scott Rickard joins us from Florida. Tell us what he thinks about this. Scott Rickard, if the U.S. was not a police state, maybe by this move by John Brennan, it has become one.
Well, obviously, from an intelligence collection perspective, the U.S. and their Five Eyes allies have continued to prove that privacy of not only Americans but other individuals around the world that are even considered allies has just been thrown out the window. You have a clear-cut case whereby the intelligence community has gone well beyond the violations of the Constitution and has violated the privacy of Americans over and over again with their personal data that resides on corporate as well as on commercial servers around the country and the world. These types of activities are very lucrative for the corporations, and at the same time, they're very they're packed full of intelligence that is just tremendously easily obtained and tremendously easily used in order to build a case or in any case corral individuals into certain categories, and this is clearly been an ongoing process for well over 15 years since the beginning of the 2000s, and it's not something that's slowing down. In fact, there were arguments yesterday about increasing the amount of surveillance on Americans based upon quote unquote material support for terrorist organizations on Twitter and Facebook. Well, this is clearly this is more of a violation. It's not material support, just to comment and to share things on these networks. This is a rhetorical environment, and it certainly is another violation of freedom of speech and a violation of privacy.
So let's look back. I think it's months ago when you had the U.S. President Barack Obama come out and say, you know what, we're not spying on you Americans, we're not reading your emails. He had to come out and defend that, actually, because, well, it was an uproar, especially with human rights groups or advocacy groups. And then you had the NSA director also coming out at the same time saying, you know what we're doing is constitutional. Do you see Americans actually maybe really coming out this time and protesting against these types of moves? Because obviously Americans are being spied on, and it's going to be more of that.
Well, unfortunately, Americans are pretty ambivalent to the activities of their government. And at the same time, you know, you have, let's say, for example, the Snowden movie that just received an Oscar. You know, there are individuals who understand it, but there are not many individuals who are willing to take their constitutional rights in their own hands and basically form organizations that will correct the wrongdoings of the United States government. And so the United States government has been running really amok for, you know, well over 100 years with the influences of international finances, as well as the influences of international political organizations that work beyond the government's capabilities. You know, you don't have to look very far in Washington, D.C. to see the real power in Washington, D.C. lies in these think tanks like RAND Corporation, like the Brookings Institute, which is one of the most powerful ones in Washington, D.C. And these are the organizations that stick around, and these are the organizations that are basically hand-picking the politicians in which will be their puppets. And so when you look at the American people are pretty much misled, and they're incredibly ambivalent because they have not been in a situation of suffering because of the financial benefits of controlling the international financial markets. And the Americans don't have to go through any of the austerity plans or options that the, say, Greece and other countries that are under the thumb of the IMF.
Thank you very much for that. Scott Rickard, former American intelligence linguist there from Florida.